Hello there, this is Dave Allen, Wizard Gold, and today I'm thinking about various bits and pieces because, well, over the last few days what I've been doing is I've been basically going over all of my websites and changing my name on there so that I'm in there as David Allen, Wizard Gold. And the reason I've been doing this is because there is a fellow called David Allen who writes books about getting things done, and so it's very difficult for me to get into the Google search engines because my name has been similar. So what I've done is I've actually added Wizard Gold, which is the name that I use in a lot of places online, and I've added that to the end of my name, and I've basically put that name all over the place, onto Skype and onto, in fact I haven't done Skype yet, onto various, any place where I log in, I've put my name in there, onto Facebook and to Google Plus and everything else, YouTube, whatever. Any sort of place where you can log in, I'll put my name, Wizard Gold, in there. I've been using this thing called brandyourself.com as a way of helping me do this, so I've got everything sort of all in one place, so I know what's going to go where. And it also makes suggestions about how to get it all done right. So I need to put the name into the place, I need to put it into a description, a bio, adds various other bits and pieces, like a photograph and stuff like that. And so, basically, at the end of it, I shall have a brand, the David Allen Wizard Gold brand, and it'll be all over the internet where anyone can find me. And it's working out quite good. In fact, I've even bought the domain name David Allen Wizard Gold as well, so that I've got that there too. And also I've put it onto Google, onto the blogger website, so I've got David Allen Wizard Gold as a blogger website as well. So that's what I've been doing over the last couple of days. It has taken a little bit of time out of my writing a book. I've got about 25,000 words done for a book about photography. It started off with a whole lot of articles that I'd written already for various websites, either for Mac 20 Questions website or for my Spondish's Photography website. So there's a whole lot of articles there that I've picked up and put into this book. I've done a little bit of rewriting on some of them. I've added bits and pieces to some of these articles. And I've written some completely new articles as well about things to do with photography. I'm very into photography anyway, and I love my Canon. I loved my Canon 600D, but I love my Sony NEX6 even more because it's nice and light and easy to carry, and it's a good little camera to have, and its quality is just as good as the big, heavy sort of DSLR I was carrying around. And I think at some point in time, the whole camera world will eventually go mirrorless, and Sony seem to be leading the pack as far as that's concerned. In fact, it'd be rather nice to have one of those Sony A7 cameras, or the A7R even, because of those having a full-frame sensor and some rather good lenses to go with it. So I can only wish at the moment. Now, what else have I been doing? Well, a couple of weeks ago, I did buy some more Bitcoin, and I bought it at a very good time to buy it. It was gone down in price, and since then, it's gone back up again. It did bounce back up to about 60 euros per Bitcoin, more than what I paid. So that was looking rather nice. I'd made about, in fact, it might have been even more than that. I was making around about, I could have sold it there and then and made 140 euros on the deal on the Bitcoins that I buy just straight off. It has dropped a little bit since, but it'll bounce back up again, I'm fairly sure. And if I'm looking at it in the long term, I could even have more money out of it than that. So at the moment, as it stands, I've got just over 4 Bitcoin, and I might even buy one or two more as time goes by. And it's a good way of saving for things. I mean, I use Bitcoins and the amount of money I made on Bitcoins to buy the Canon. Sorry, beg your pardon, I keep thinking about my Canon. So I made the money on the Bitcoin so that I could buy the Sony NEX6, and it was a good purchase. And it was nice the fact that 90% of the money that I spent on the NEX6 was actually free money because it's I made on the value of the Bitcoin going up so much. I bought when it was around about 100 per Bitcoin, in fact a little bit less than 100 per Bitcoin, and I sold it at 820 per Bitcoin, so that was just enough for me to buy that camera. In fact, if I'd gone mad at the time, I could have waited just to make a little bit more for the A7 to come out. I could have had a full frame camera, but I wanted to go for a small light camera, and this Sony NEX6 is just the job. So what else am I doing? Well, at the moment I'm driving my car in and out to work, which is something I didn't want to do. I've been using my bicycle as much as possible. But last week I got a spoke that was broken. I wanted to go off and buy a new spoke for it at the local bike shop. And because it's a strange sort of wheel, because it's got an electric motor inside it, I needed a spoke that's going to be a small one of a shorter length than usual. So I was to get from the place where they sell these electric motorcycles or bicycles. And of course the place was closed and I've been able to get in since. I can't even get in there today, so I might even go into the normal bike shop and take one of the spokes in off the... Well, take the broken spoke in there and see if I can get it replaced. And then maybe I can do that. In fact, I need to use my bicycle today because of the fact that my car's gone in to get the ETV, or the MOT as they call it. Well, the MOT is what I call it, the Ministry of Transport test, as it would be in England. And here they call it the ETV. I can't remember what the words stand for now, but it's something to do with testing of vehicles. So that's going in today, and I expect I'm going to have to spend some money on it because one of the universal joints on the car... There you go, I'm technical now. So one of the universal joints on the car is probably making noises that needs to be changed, so I'll have to spend a bit of money on that. So that's what I'm doing, and what I'm going to do next, because I'm sitting back at home at the moment using my good microphone with Amadeus Pro on my iMac, and I'm recording this. That's why normally I do these recordings on my Galaxy S3 or on my iPhone, using the giant squid microphone, which is a really good microphone, which is clips to my jumper or whatever else. It works better on the iPhone because I can change the gain level on it, whereas on the Samsung Galaxy S3 I can't actually change the gain level, so it does the auto... automatic gain control, and it's not quite as good. So often I do actually take my iPhone with me and do recording into that. So that's about it really. Doing a bit of writing for something else. I'm going to do the same thing with my Mac articles that I did, and I'm going to put those into a book and put that out onto the Kindle bookstore as well. Although, actually, having said that, the Mac 20 Questions website just started off as a podcast sort of thing. And as it was a podcast, well, all the things on there were basically audio-based and not much writing. And then a bit later on, I started talking about things to do with the way the Mac operating system was changing. And as it went... So looking back on some of those articles, well, they're not really relevant anymore because it's about things that have gone past, like talking about Snow Leopard or the other one which was Lion and Mountain Lion. And so we're now on Mavericks, and soon we're going to have another version of the operating system to deal with. So from WWDC, which is in June, there's going to be announcements of what the next Mac operating system is going to be called, and I shall have to start talking about that instead. So I'm going to put all that out as a book, and I'm looking forward to doing it. In fact, I'm quite enjoying doing the writing. I've got to do an article about photography, one for the photography book I'm doing. In fact, I've done half of it already. It's about doing HDR photography. Now, this is where you take three shots of a photo that you're taking, so that you have one shot which is a standard sort of shot. You do another shot which is underexposed by two stops, and then you do another shot which is overexposed by two shots. The overexposed one gets into the shadows and gives you more information for all the shadow area, and the one that's underexposed gives you more colour and more definition in the sky and any bright areas. So that's something I really like. I really, really enjoy doing HDR photography. Although, having said that, lately I've been doing less of the HDRs and more of the street photography. And that's another thing with the fact that I've been working lately. I like doing the street photography. I like doing any sort of photography. But you know what? When I'm working, I don't get time to do it. I do manage to take one or two pictures using my Samsung Galaxy S3, which I have in my pocket all the time. And if I get a chance. But either case, I'm working. And when I finish work, I don't want to go off taking pictures. Usually what I want to do is I want to get back home and have myself a nice cup of tea. And on that note, I'm going to go make myself a nice cup of tea now and maybe have a biscuit with it. So this is Dave Allen talking to you about this, that and whatever. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.